At a Crossroads by Leslie Rasmussen. I knew my friends were not taking me to the place I wanted to go. Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads in life? That is where I found myself more than 10 years ago. As I look at the blessings I am enjoying today, I realize that my life would be quite different had I made a different decision at my crossroads. During my 10 years in junior high and high school, I was a fence sitter. I didn't really do bad things, but at the same time I wasn't nurturing my testimony and seeking out the Savior. So, shortly out of high school, I found myself at a crossroads. I made friends with some people who weren't living gospel standards. They all liked to drink, especially on the weekends. I was spending a lot of time with these friends. In fact, I started dating one of the guys. We were spending a lot of time together. I then had an experience I will never forget. I went to church with my family to my grandma's ward. She was performing a musical number, and we went to support her. As I sat in sacrament meeting, I looked around at all of the families. The Spirit then gave my mind an impression I will never forget. If you marry this man you are dating, he will never bring you and your kids to church. I knew I had to make a decision. I had to decide what I wanted for the rest of my life. I knew what I needed to do. Stop dating him. I also knew that I needed to stop hanging around my friends who were negative influences. It was hard to make this decision. I gave up a boyfriend and all of my friends. The following days, especially weekends, became very lonely. But I knew what I did was what I needed to do. I am so grateful that the Spirit whispered to my mind that day at church. It was indeed a tender mercy that the Lord guided me. I have since married a worthy priesthood holder in the temple, and we have 4 wonderful children. My husband faithfully takes us to church each week. My life has been blessed beyond anything that I could ever have imagined. I feel so much joy and happiness in living the gospel. End of the article, At a Crossroads,